No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful man? I'm going to be very honest. I am so excited. There was not supposed to be a show today. For those of you who don't know, I've been on vacation with the family. Just got back late last night. But man, while I was in the air, you know, coming back from Hawaii, that 5+ trip, we were on Southwest and the Wi-Fi was down. I had no clue. Like usually, like you get the free text and all that kind of stuff, whatever else, but nah, it was non-existent. It was down the whole flight. So I land, I turn on my phone and just ding, 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 ding. I mean, it was going crazy. And I had, you know, 100+ messages from, you know, text and Twitter and emails and DMs and all that kind of stuff. And it was just like, something happened. And sure enough, Brock Purdy signs his deal. So yeah, this is not like the breaking news segment that we usually type and do. And everybody, you know, all the emails of where are you? Where are you? Well, I appreciate you guys. So here we are, you know, kind of 24 hours removed. That's okay. The good news is Brock Purdy is done. So that's what this episode is going to be about. Obviously there's some kicker news as well. We'll dive into, but I want to go through why it's good, why if you're a negative, why you would buy into that. You know, I think that this is a huge win-win. And it's kind of the title of the show, right? I think that this is very, very big for Brock Purdy. I think this big for his family, generational wealth. You get the solid commitment from the organization, the drama that is completely relieved, finally. We've had a lot of that. We'll dive into that, but the numbers, where that ranks, why it ranks where it should. And I really truly do believe that this is a huge positive for the 49ers. And we're going to go through not only Brock Purdy, but the offensive skill set positions that are locked up for how long and for what that looks like. The offensive side is pretty stable outside of the offensive line. The offensive line is going to be shaky just because of the foundational way in which you build and invest your resources, both cap dollars and draft capital. They don't spend on the offensive line. So that's going to be there. But the skill positions that Shanahan covets, he has. They are locked up. So Brock Purdy signs a 5-year deal, $265 million extension. So, and again, one of the common misconceptions, it's a 5-year extension. He was signed for 1 year already. He had the 2025 contract already in place. You add 5 years. So you have 6 consecutive seasons of Brock Purdy locked up. Love that. That is huge. $181 million in guaranteed. Dude got paid. And we're going to compare some of the deal that Brock Purdy got to his rookie deal, which is just comical. He's going to be making more per game than he did in the first 3 years of his rookie deal. More per game. And we'll get into those numbers. Want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs. I'm feeling good. Let's go. Yeah, what's up, Kevin? He says, been waiting for this. Hopefully you guys are rested too. I know that there is so much other amazing 49ers content out there, and they've been crushing it. And I do also have to say, you know, Saturday mornings usually record with Kruger, and the stud reached out to me and was like, hey, man, we doing a show tomorrow? And I was like, dude, I'm too tired. We're getting back late last night. I was like, let's take one more week off. And I messaged him that before I got on the flight. I was like, nah, let's just wait. Then the news happens, and I know Kruger just went live, and he crushed it as he always does. So my apologies. I got to reach out to Larry, tell him too. Yeah, I went live. I want to take the week day off to kind of recoup from the travel and all that stuff. But nah, we got to be here for this. Love it, love it, love it. And a lot of people are like, man, John, you got to go on vacation more often. Hey, enough said. I will do my bit for the faithful. That is what we're going to do right here. Dwayne, hey, John, is the Rush going to be in Tampa Bay this year? If so, I will see you there. Boy, you know it. I ain't missing Tampa Bay. Not after last year. We had such a good time. Yeah, so if you're going to any of the road games this year, we're going to all 8. The only road game we're not going to isn't even a road game. It's that Thursday night game at SoFi, which is basically a 49ers home game anyway. So, yes, tickets are up right now. Just go to TickPick.com or the TickPick app, which is free. Type in 49ers space rush. Just leave it 49ers rush, 2 words. And it pulls up all of our events. We have tailgates up. We have day before the party's up. We're going to be at Seattle, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, Houston, New York, Arizona, Cleveland, and the Colts. We're going to be at all of them. Now, the tickets that are up currently, this is the cheapest that they will be at any point in the process. So if you're wanting to save money, balling on a budget, I totally get that. Now is the time to go. Yes, those are up. Can't wait to see you there, Dwayne. That's going to be a lot of fun. We had such a great time in Tampa. I was looking at real estate, man. I was like, man, I could live out here. Yeah, I don't agree with everything, but I took the whole 49ers Rush team went out to eat and drink at Tampa. And then, you know, I paid for the bill. And I was like, no, I'm paying for everybody. And they're like, yeah, that is everybody. I was like, no. I pay for the whole group, all the drinks, all the food. They're like, that's everything. It's so cheap out there, man. But, you know, it comes with this cost. I love the Bay Area. But I have this problem where I'm just like, man, if I lived here, I wouldn't have to spend all this money anymore. But I love it out here. It's great. It's great. Look at this. Atomic. He says, Chapman get Brock news while surfing the wave. I was on the plane. I would have went live if I was still had access to it. But it was just so late. It's what it is. Yeah, rookie minicamp, that's going on. Love to see that. Love the number changes. Love that Alfred Collins, you know, got number 95. CJ West got 50. Like that. Just lots of positives out there. And, man, looks like Mikael Williams is already just fitting in. I'm super excited about Mikael Williams. I love it. I love it. I love it. Look at this, Monkey Boy. It's not an overpay at all. Considering he was playing for peanuts for years, this is well-deserved. It's not an overpay, I don't think, in any way you look at it. I was rather shocked at how low it was. You know, and Matt Maiocco came out and said, you know, the 49ers entered negotiations at the $49 million mark, got all the way up to $53 million per year. And that's kind of where it is. I'm shocked, too. I was like, dang. I really did think that the number was going to be larger. So I'm happy about that. So now let's look at where this ranks, Brock Purdy's deal. And there's so many different ways you could look at it. Total, you know, the $265 million number, where that ranks, where the guarantees rank, where the average per year ranks. And we haven't even got the salary cap hit information yet. Once that comes out, it's going to provide much more context and closure to how this deal actually shapes out. Because again, there's good deals, there's bad deals. The numbers and where that lies, that's where the cap hit is going to. And I hope it's structured like Jalen Hurts' deal, not like Kyler Murray's, Not like, obviously, Deshaun Watson, you know, that deal was terrible. One of the worst contracts in professional sports, whatever. But I do like to see people get paid, just not Deshaun Watson. Now, that $53 million per year, average amount per year, the AAV, comes in seventh. Not bad. Dak Prescott, $60 million. Joe Burrow, $55 million. Josh Allen, $55 million. Jordan Love, $55 million. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million. Tua Tagovailoa, $53.1 million. Brock Purdy, seventh, $53 million, tied with Jared Goff. Man, it's already like, yeah, he's a top 10 paid quarterback. He won't be in 2 years. In 2 years, he's going to be middle of the pack already. And there's a lot of ways where you can look at, man, like, well, okay, well, let's check out the deal that, you know, you look at some of these other quarterbacks and where they got paid, and it's like, wow, really? Like, this is not too bad. Derek Carr literally is getting $37.5 million to not pay. Kirk Cousins is getting paid, you know, $45 million a year to not play. Deshaun Watson's getting paid $46 million a year to not play. There's a lot of those deals that are out there, and you're just like, ooh, that's gross already. And so I love the fact that where he comes in, I really thought he was going to be at that $55 million mark. That's huge. I think that's a plus. Look at this, Jack, my man. What's up, Jack Cooley? Appreciate the super chat, your generosity, your friendship. It's a great day in America. So glad it's done early. The offseason is so much nicer when we don't have wide receiver divas creating drama. Let's get Fred deal done next. Man, that's one of my things. So, you know, I did three separate categories for my notes. Why the deal makes sense, where the cap is now, and if you need something negative. Because I know a lot of people just need something to be kind of upset about. And so I was like, man, let's feed that. Let's play the devil's advocate role, whatever else, and see what that is. But why the deal makes sense now, my number one thing, much like you, Jack, no drama. I know you talked about the wide receiver drama with Ayuk and Debo nonstop. But, man, Trent Williams last year. You got to talk about the Nick Bosa several years ago. Those holdouts that went all the way into, you know, OTAs, mini camp, training camp. Like, it was just gross. Ayuk, Trent, Debo, Bosa. Just it just we could not get away from it. Now you got the Kittle deal. That's in the books. Now you got the Brock Purdy deal in the books. Oh, man, you're just sitting there sitting pretty. And you got to love it. And yeah, I want the Fred Warner deal done as well. But Fred Warner's a little bit different because Fred Warner signed through this year, next year. Like he's got 2 years left on his deal. So yeah, I would like that Fred Warner deal to get done. But I'm sitting there saying, we're in the clubhouse, right? Yeah, you've got, you know, the golf tournament going this weekend and all that stuff. But it's like, man, the 49ers are in the clubhouse. Yeah, you'd like to get Fred Warner done. He's signed through 2026. So he's got 2 years. He'll be 30 years. And then, you know, obviously he's going to be with the 49ers longer than that. But I don't think that there's really a lot of rush to get the Warner deal done because he's got a whole nother year on that. But yes, no contract drama. That is so refreshing. I hate talking contracts in a negative sense. And the whole me versus team and all that stuff. And I, again, you guys listen to the show. What episode is this? We're at episode 1,417. One of my core beliefs is celebrate other people's victories. Whenever you can do that and you can apply empathy in that way, your life is better. I've been a teacher and I've been like, man, it's crazy. This guy's making this much money and I'm teaching making this much money. And like, I went through those conversations with teachers and high school coaches and people being upset that somebody's making this other money. I'm like, man, that ain't him making that money. Ain't got nothing to do with us. It like celebrate other people's victories. Your life will be on the positive for that. You should be happy for Brock Purdy and his family. When one of us wins, I hate to say this. I think we all win. I love it. I really, really do. Because that's generational worth, you know, wealth for an entire family moving forward. Even the Debo and the Ayuk and all those other deals, that's huge. Even when somebody like a Deshaun Watson gets paid, like somebody is going to profit from that in his family, whatever. I think that is a positive. Obviously, I don't like Deshaun Watson. I hate that man. But this is huge. So to be able to relax, and, you know, calm your shoulders down and just be a lot. Think about how you feel as a fan. Now think about how Brock Purdy feels, the coaches feel, the team feels, all the players feel. Like, oh man, Brock Purdy for 6 more years, it's done. We have quarterback stability. How many teams can say that? Not very many. And again, just think about how you, and it's funny because every year it's like people will be like, oh, I bet you love all this drama. I ain't the drama guy. I hate drama. I do not capitalize on that stuff. When Brandon Ayuk finally signed his deal, I didn't even do a show because I didn't want to talk. Like, I'm not the clickbait guy. Obviously, look at the views this show's going to get. Like, we literally went live 24 hours after the deal was signed. We ain't that guy. Somebody's going to call me clickbait anyway. It's just like a common thing that's thrown around YouTubers or content creators, whatever the hell I am. But like, nah, that, like, I could have went live whenever I got home last night. Would have got way more views. And nah, I chose to chill and watch TV with the wife. And, you know, we're coming back from the vacation. We're a little worn out. And it's just like, nah, we're good. That's not who we are here. But this is a positive. How comfortable you feel, you have to magnify that for the coaches, the players, everybody, the players' families. Like, that is just so huge. Imagine you're Ricky Pearsall right now. Dude, I've got Brock Purdy as my quarterback for the rest of my time here in San Francisco. Maybe I get a deal done, whatever else. Ayuk, think about the linemen. Think about Christian McCaffrey. Everybody, top to bottom, just, you know what I mean? I freaking love that. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, Shedded, appreciate you. Considering he was making less than college players, he's beyond deserved this, 1,000%. Yeah, you know, you look at his rookie deal, Brock Purdy, 4-year, $3.74 million. His career earnings before this year, because the rookie deal, usually the fourth year is where you make the most of your money, he only made $2.8 million. And again, only, it's a relative term, I understand that, but from NFL quarterbacks to now even college quarterbacks, $2.8 million over the course of 3 years. Now he's going to be getting $3.1 million per game. Per game. In one game, he will make more than all 3 years of his career combined. I freaking love that. I love it. $3.1 million per game. That's a lot. That is a lot. That is a lot. Atomic, it does feel good getting a big deal done early for once. We just haven't done that. I think being seventh on that average amount per year, that's huge. Now, a lot of this has to do with the 49ers, the leverage situation that takes place in these contract negotiations. And so whenever you look at Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, even Tua, those were all first round picks that made a lot of money. And you had that fifth-year option, which is a lot, and the franchise tag, which is a lot. But, like, the teams didn't have near as much leverage getting those deals done as the 49ers did with Brock Purdy, because they could say, look, man, we only got to pay you, like, $2 million this year. Then we can franchise tag you. Then we can franchise tag you again. We rotate that out. Like, we have a lot more negotiating power than those rookie quarterbacks that were in the first round. That's why the number, I think, you know, looking back, hindsight 2020, where I was off, because I thought it was going to be above $56 million. That's where I think, look, they had the leverage. They started the deal at 49, according to Mayoko, and then they bumped it up. Because Brock didn't have that fat bank account to sit on and say, screw it, I'll just ride this out, and, you know, we'll do the franchise tag, franchise Kirk Cousins role. You know, Kirk Cousins out for him. Everybody understands that. That dude. And congrats to him because he bet on himself and he paid out. Dak bet on himself and it paid out. Brock said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to get this secure done. I want comfortable whatever. I'm not going for high price everything. And that's why I think it's a win-win. Nobody really got taken advantage of here. Brock gets locked up long-term. The 49ers have their quarterback long-term. It's a win-win situation. That's why it's at 7. Brock could have said, screw it. I'll play out this year. You'll franchise tag me, then I'll leave and I'll get paid elsewhere. That's not what he's about. Now, is there a huge hometown discount here? No, but dude got paid, and he's going to get over $181 million in guarantees. Now, it's not total guarantees. We'll have to wait till that comes out. But, man, like, just the fact that the deal happened the way that it did, when it did, tells you a lot. Brock Purdy's camp could have fought for more. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. They could have fought for more, but they chose no drama. They chose security. They chose lock up the future. That's what I like. And $165 million of this, 0.05, are guarantees the first 3 years. So they're getting this out there. I'm excited. I want to see the way this, and I hope it's a big cap hit early. The 49ers do everything in void years and pushing back the cap and pushing back the cap. Well, the 49ers have the second most cap space in the NFL right now. Second most, close to $50 million. Even if you did prorate this contract out and made it $53 million, $53 million, like you could do that right now. They're not going to. And, you know, and my guess, I want it to be super front loaded. My guess is it's probably going to be about a $17 million cap hit this year. I would rather it be closer to 35. Front load it kind of like you did the Jimmy Garoppolo deal, cap hit wise. They're not going to do that. They defer everything and roll everything back. But gosh, man, I would really, really like this to have a front loaded deal on it. I don't think that it is. But there's still plenty of room to breathe. Like, you know, immediately I got questions like, oh, can the 49ers sign Amari Cooper now? Can, you know, all this? Niners aren't going to do that. And the reason why the Niners aren't going to do that has nothing to do with salary cap. There's going to be plenty of salary cap space moving forward. Even if it's not front loaded, the 49ers are going to be in the middle of the pack. If this is a $25 million cap hit, 49ers still going to be in the middle of the pack salary cap wise. Like they are safe. They are super safe as far as the cap goes. So there's still plenty of room. So if you're one of those people that's like, oh, there's so many free agents out there, we could add this, we could add one. The 49ers aren't going to do that. Again, look back to free agency. They are not spending cash. They are not spending cash. And they're not going to continue to do that. Now, the Brock Purdy has a lot of cap deal, and I do think that is an interesting. Jed York sells, like, you know, a certain percentage, gets a bunch of cash influx. Deal gets announced the next day. Crazy for somebody that's well over $4 billion net worth. But cash is what has driven the season's narrative, from not spending any in free agency to trading Debo to not one but two completely cash casualties. And Leonard Floyd and Malik Collins didn't help you in the cap, helped you in the cash. Like, that seems to be the narrative. Now, all that cash savings went to George Kittle and his extension. Love that that got done. Now, Brock Purdy.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there is one place where it feels good to be right: Prize Picks. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is picking multiple sports in the same lineup. With basketball back, I could put Steph Curry and Christian McCaffrey in the same lineup for both. And a new feature alert on Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. George Kittle, more or less 58.5 receiving yards. Juwan Jennings, more or less 46.5 receiving yards. Ricky Pearsall, more or less than 4 receptions. It's that simple. So, download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So that's where the cash has been allocated. Don't expect them to start spending cash heavy deals now or cap heavy deals now. Do not. It's going to be bargain bin shopping if they make any additions. Kind of like the kicker, Greg Joseph, who, guess what? You know, we don't have what that's out, but yeah, that's a pennies on the dollars kicker that you're bringing in. We'll talk about that later. I want to talk more about Brock Purdy now. But yeah, so that's kind of where that is. Bobo, it's not an overpay, but now he'll have less weapons. I disagree. Okay, you could say, well, like, yeah, you have to be able to sign more whenever you're making 1 point something million against the cap versus the 14 to 15 million against the cap, whatever else. But here's the deal. The 49ers have Trent Williams signed this year and next year. The 49ers have Christian McCaffrey signed this year, next year, and a third year. Christian McCaffrey still has 3 years signed. I doubt that he plays that out. I hope that he does. Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk locked up for 4 years. Four more seasons. 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028. Both of your top two receivers. Now, Jennings, I would extend him right off the bat. Right now, I would get that. I would put the Jennings deal way above Fred Warner. This is last year for Juwan Jennings, and he's about to be priced out of whatever, but anyway, George Kittle locked up for 5 more years. And then Brock Purdy locked up for 6 years. So what weapons is he going to be doing less with? The offensive line sucks already. Like, you got Trent Williams for 2 more years. Nobody else on that offensive line is really worth. Dominic Pooney, I probably should have put him in this. Dominic Pooney's locked up for 3 more years. So, like, there is no less weapon. He's not losing anything. Colton McKivitz, maybe? Like, Jake Brendel, that's a positive. Like, who's the left guard? Like, you didn't so I understand, like, long term perhaps, but he's not losing one significant offensive starter after this year. Maybe Juwan Jennings, that would be the one. Everybody else is locked up, so I disagree here. And the 49ers don't value offensive line anyway. He's never played behind a quality offensive line. I don't think he's ever going to in the Shanahan Chris Forster regime because they just don't value it. I know that's upsetting people to hear, but like, you cannot go into a season starting Jake Brendel and Ben Bartsch and Colton McKivitz and say, yeah, they value offensive line. I'm sorry, they don't. They just do not. You have not drafted one center or one offensive tackle in 3 consecutive drafts in a row. You just had 11 draft picks. You didn't draft one center or offensive tackle in 3 consecutive drafts. You do not value offensive line. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. Argue with the wall. They don't. Yeah, you pay Trent, but you got Trent because of the Shanahan loyalty program. You did not get Trent because you earned Trent. You didn't pay for Trent. Now, you did pay salary cap numbers. But so like that, that's why I'm like, man, like you're locked up. You got rid of Debo. You're paying Debo more to play for another team than he would have if you could have kept him. You could have kept Debo. You had the salary cap space. You had the cash space. You had the contract space. That was fine. Like, you chose to get rid of Debo to save your owner money and to help Debo out. You did not get rid of Debo because of the cap at all. Hey, I don't care what anybody says. And again, I know anytime you criticize anything, it's a nuanced approach. I'm sitting here saying Brock Purdy doesn't have to play with less weapons. He does not have to play with less weapons. Not this year, not next year, not for 3 years, not for 4 years. He's got his band of brothers together, especially at the skill set, at the skill positions. Offensive line, you know, Dominic Pooney, you got 3 more years. Trent Williams, 2 more years. Everybody else on there, Colton McKivitz probably gone after this year. And Colton McKivitz does not belong in the category. I think that he is he's a decent right tackle compared to the NFL. I think the right tackle position is the most devoid of talent in the NFL. So, like, I get that. Like, Colton McKivitz is going to get paid by somebody. I wouldn't mind if they kept him. I wouldn't mind it. Right here, Aaron, when will we see if it's front-loaded or why else will he have all this cap space? The 49ers do not care about cap space, guys. They roll that forward. Last year, they had top five amount of cap space they rolled forward. They do every year. They roll it forward. They roll it forward to cancel out all those void years and whatever else. I mean, we have $81 million in dead cap space with another, we're right at about $50 million cap space currently before the Brock deal. Like, Brock Purdy ain't getting a $50 million cap hit at all, at all. It's just the way that the 49ers do it. They roll it forward. They bank it for future use, but they never use it. They like to keep the flexibility. It's what it is. Cash is what matters when it comes to the 49ers and how they get players. Cash, 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 cash. Atomic, I'll be rocking my Purdy jersey at the Niners Rush Road Trip event when we come out here to Arizona. Ah, oh, I love it, man. Yeah, we had the Purdy family. They came out to one of our events that was there. That was like, I think, Brock's first year there. That was so fun, too. The entire stadium just loves Brock Purdy. That's where he's from, obviously. I love it. Purdy cap is only $8.5 million this year. If it goes up, I have not seen that yet. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I have not seen those numbers, and I'm still not seeing those numbers out there. Tommy, my man, he says, if you don't think this is a great deal, you're a freaking hater. And Tommy, I love the positive post, my friend. Tommy the Shredder Huxley, he's a killer on the guitar. And yeah, okay, let's play the negativity. Let's do this. Not saying that you're doing that, Tommy. I was sitting here like, okay, why would somebody be upset that is a 49ers fan? What is the negative here? The only negative I could say is you got to focus on Brock performing in bad weather games. That's the biggest question mark, I think, of Brock Purdy, but that doesn't happen very often. But that would be like one of the things. Or you would be like, well, Brock is just a product of the Kyle Shanahan scheme. It's the most quarterback friendly scheme in the NFL, which I do agree with. Therefore, you know, you could kind of generate this with other quarterbacks. But I would say, well, guess what? Brock and Shanahan are going to be paired together. As long as Shanahan's here, what was his quote? I want Brock to be the quarterback here as long as I am here. The fact that Brock and Shanahan are now paired or joined at the hip, that's gigantic. And so even if he is just a product of the system, which I do not believe, well, guess what? He's paired to the system for the long haul. He's not going anywhere. The system's not going anywhere. So you have those two things together. And the old argument of, well, if you pay quarterbacks top-tier money, then you can't win a Super Bowl. That's not true any longer. In fact, the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Super Bowl-winning teams all had top-paid quarterback market money. Tom Brady with the Bucks, but yeah, I know Tom Brady takes Tom Brady deals because his wife was super rich and TB12 deal and all that stuff and, you know, whatever else. But still, he was paid up there. And then Jalen Hurts, then you had Matt Stafford, then you had two of Mahomes. All those guys were on top-end quarterback contracts. So that old claim of, oh, man, rookie deal, you got it 17% of the cap. Like, no. That's out the window. That doesn't make sense anymore. It's just what it is. Tommy, these Purdy haters, they need to go root for the Raiders. I'm so done with Casuals. I have a little bit more sympathy for the negative fans because that's how I was raised. You know, my dad was a negative fan for the Atlanta Braves. Like he was, we got kicked out. He had season tickets to the Braves since I was a kid. And, you know, we got kicked out of 20, 30 games because he'd get drunk and cuss at Chipper Jones, which I thought was always great. I always liked Chipper Jones, but my dad did not. Like he was one of those fans. And so like, I get it. Like that's just, sports is an avenue for people to get out certain emotions in a somewhat healthy way. And so for the people that are super negative, I mean, you can look like the clickbait, whatever, people that don't understand football get way more views and clicks and whatever. And that's okay because there's something in human emotion that is tied to the negative. I choose not to feed into that. I understand it, but I choose not to dance around with that, right? What's the thing? Don't get mad at the clown for being a clown. Get mad at yourself for going to the circus. Like you're going to feed that. That's what's going to be fed and what's going to cultivate inside you. I choose not to do that. I want to be a fan because I enjoy things. And, you know, I constantly have this tension. You know, we go to all these games, which I'm so thankful. Like, I'm so happy with my life choices. And I'm so grateful to you guys that and gals that are watching this because it's given me the opportunity to live out my dream. I never dreamt I would be talking 49ers football every day and traveling around the country and hosting parties and tailgates and all that stuff. You know, it's funny. My wife and I, we always like, we go on walks. We have like these like cool conversations, which I'm very thankful for. And a lot of times we're like, okay, what would you change about your life right now? Like if you change it, what would you change? And several years ago, whenever I was living in Los Angeles, the one thing I would change is I was like, I wish, you know, my number one goal growing up was I always wanted to have season tickets. My dad had season tickets to the Braves. And like, those were my best moments with my dad. I didn't have a lot of moments with my dad. I wasn't raised with my dad. I didn't know my dad till I was probably 9 or 10. Like he wasn't a part of my life, but whenever he did become part of my life, which was awesome, we would go to these games. They were awesome. He was a workaholic and, you know, functioning alcoholic. I love him. He's awesome. But those were great times. And so I always wanted to replicate that. And so I remember vividly saying like, I really wish there was a way we could have season tickets as a family and could go tailgate, whether that was baseball, football, basketball. I don't care. Like I would love that. Well, my wife's a pastor. She works every single Sunday. Didn't really work out that way. And so what do? Well, we change it. And so I created a family atmosphere with the 49ers Rush road trips where it was straight out of passion where, dude, let's get together and let's create an opportunity for others to join and let's just build a freaking family of tailgates. Like, I don't think I've ever shared this on the show, but that's how the 49ers Rush road trip happened. Literally, the wife and I are having a conversation. What would you change? I was like, man, going to tailgates and like experience those sporting events in person, like that is such a big deal to me. And so she's like, well, why don't you set that up? And then we organized the party in Miami and Frank Gore cave and the rest is history. So now that's what we do. And, you know, again, like going back to, again, like not trying to be like a jerk or, but when we do these tailgates, kids are everything. There's a reason why we don't charge kids prices. That costs me money. Like the bottom, like whenever I negotiate all these deals with the venues and whatever else, like I have to pay per person that walks in. They're like, it doesn't matter if they're not drinking alcohol or whatever. Like it's a per person count heads deal that you have to pay for. We don't charge kids and I never will. And we lose a lot of money on that, but I don't give a damn because this is my opportunity to create what I want. And what I want is a family type atmosphere for a positive experience to become fans. And that's why we do what we do. And so back to Tommy's kind of comment about the haters. I think that when people get together, whether it's for a 49ers game, a bar to hang out with, you know, new people or whatever else, I don't really care. Something great happens. And yeah, I have a lot of friends that are super negative about the 49ers and they only text me negative stuff and they only text me when the Niners lose and all that's okay. You be you. And I think through processes like this, I think positive things come out. And so I got to take a drink of coffee. My throat's getting dry. So if you want to take part in that process, you got to come join us.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys. Kids are always included and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
49ers! All right, look at this. I missed this one. Look at this. Tommy, Fernando, I'm getting married. Yikes. Dude, congratulations. Love it. Love it. Love it. You deserve the world. And I hope nothing but the positive for you guys. And can't wait to hang out in person. I don't know how we've never hung out. I need to go to one of your shows. I need to get better about that. But congratulations, brother. Myzel, he says, David Lombardi has a YouTube short saying $8 million cash in 2025. That's probably based off of the prorated, the $100 million, divide that by five and all that stuff. We'll see. I'm going to wait till it comes out. I'm not saying he's wrong. I haven't seen that video. Obviously, Lombardi is very tuned in with the financials and the team, and he's always there. So, yeah, I'd love to see that. Love to see that. Love to see that. Oh, look at this. Rob Johnson, my man. He says, can speak for this. My daughter enjoys all the Rush tailgates, and JC treats her like a princess. Hands down, best tailgates and parties. Man, thank you, man. That is freaking awesome. And shout out to Kinsey if she is watching and the whole family. You guys are the best. The Johnson family is off the charts awesome. Now, a couple other things that I wanted to get to in my notes that I think is interesting. Back to the Brock Purdy deal and the signing through 6 years. So, you have Brock Purdy signed for six seasons, right? 2025, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. In 2031 is when he'll become a free agent. He'll only be 32 years old. So it's 6 years. Like, people forget how young Brock Purdy is. And to put this into perspective, you just drafted a rookie quarterback, Curtis Rourke. Curtis Rourke is 10 months younger. Not years, 10 months younger than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's already played three seasons going into his fourth. Like, you have Brock Purdy. Like, he's going to be a decade niner. Like, he's going to be. Now, he's only signed through nine seasons, but the fact that he's only going to be 32 at the end of this deal, man, and with how quarterbacks are playing now, yeah. One of my favorite things about the NFL is just how long people can play at the quarterback position. Now, injuries and all that definitely play a factor in it, but whenever you've got guys like Geno Smith, Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, please, I wish you would be done. I'm so tired of saying that guy's name. Kirk Cousins, like, these guys are playing well into their 30s. Used to, quarterbacks would retire at 32. Not any longer. And probably, if I could have changed one thing from a 49ers standpoint, I wish it would have been longer than 5 years. I really wanted a 6, 7, 8 year extension. That's really what I wanted, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. And I could totally get why Brock Purdy's camp would not want that. This gives him the financial base security for the future. And then he could hit big time buku dollars at 32. So I totally understand. I totally understand that, but I do wish it would have been longer. That's probably my biggest, like, perhaps a missed opportunity there, but you got it locked up. Tommy, I love it. It's going to happen. We will meet. That's right. I want to channel like my inner Last of the Mohicans with the soundtrack behind. I will find you in this life or the next. maybe not as romantic, maybe as romantic. I like me some Tommy Huxley. Anyway, oh, Carlos, what's up, man? Appreciate you, brother. He says, I enjoy the rush with you guys. It's just amazing, man. We had a great time in Mexico, Carlos. And man, next year, 49ers Rush Road Trip, we are going to be there. Ah, man, I can't wait. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Let's see here. A couple more comments. Right here. Technically, his last rookie year is $5 million if included the contract average per year. Yeah, that's another thing that I always think is interesting that the agents get ahead of the narrative on. The contract extension average is $53 million per year. But you have a fifth year or the fourth year, which is only $5 million. So technically, it's $45 million. The narrative is driven by the agents who control the mouthpieces of the NFL. And that sounds super negative, but that's where the insiders get their information from, the Rappaports, the Schefters, you know, all those guys, because they have to buddy up with the agents to get the inside source so that they could be the first in the breaking news. And that's a big reason why, what, I do not like working with agents at all. But I've never wanted, like, again, what was my dream? I want to throw parties and I want to be a fan and I want to enjoy being with people. I've never wanted to be an aggregator. I've never wanted to be an insider. I've never wanted to be a beat reporter. I've never wanted to toe a company line. I'm not that guy. I want to do my thing. So I started my show and I've been offered much more money to work for other companies. And every single time I've said no, I hope I continue to do that because I love what I do. This is awesome. I get to go live whenever I want to. But that's why those numbers are always so skewed, is because the agents drive the narrative and the team allows it because the team doesn't want to have the mouthpieces, all that stuff. Anyway, it's a whole thing. But I understand where that comes from, and it's confusing whenever you look at the average per year. That's the extension average. That is not the life of the contract average. That's just not me. It doesn't make sense to me at all. Now, let's talk Brock Purdy and what he's accomplished, because I think a lot of times it gets lost. You pay quarterbacks that can win in big-time moments in the playoffs, especially on the road. Brock Purdy's done that. Now, I understand the argument of quarterback wins or team wins are not quarterback stat. I disagree with that. I push back against that. Now, it's not just a quarterback stat, but you need quarterbacks that win games. It's the most basic fundamental principle of being a quarterback. Are you putting your team in a winning situation repeatedly? Brock Purdy is 23-13, 23 wins, 13 losses, a 64 touchdown to 27 interception. That's off the charts. That's way past your 2-1 ratio, which is kind of the bare minimum. 4-2 in the playoffs. That's probably my favorite Brock Purdy stat. And then 6-1 touchdown to interception ratio in those playoffs. Now, that's a pretty low touchdown output at, you know, 6 playoff games, only 1 touchdown pass per game, but he's protecting the ball. A 6-1 touchdown to turnover ratio in the playoffs. That's why you win games. You protect the ball. And yeah, does he have that highlight, you know, playoff whatever, where it's like, oh, dude, he had 500 yards passing and 5 touchdowns. No, he doesn't. Maybe that very first game against Seattle, which, by the way, nuanced take, it was raining. He went out there and threw for 332 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. That's probably, like, a lot of people forget about that. Brock Purdy is not good in inclement weather. He was that game, and it was raining. I was there. But probably his best playoff performance was in the Super Bowl. And for people like, well, he's never won the Super Bowl. Now he's going to win it. Oh, like, you didn't lose the Super Bowl because of Brock Purdy at all. That dude walked onto the field without the lead and walked off with the lead 3 times in the fourth quarter in overtime. 3 times. That's 3 game-winning drives in the Super Bowl that the defense could not stop. Now, how much of that was the defense? How much of that was Patrick Mahomes was on the other side of the field? There's a lot of that to go involve, but you walk onto the field without the lead. You walk off of the field with the lead, not once, not twice, but 3 times in the fourth quarter in overtime. I ain't putting that on Brock. Could he have played better? Sure. Did he, you know, miss one of the hot route reads? Maybe. Spencer Burford missed his block, and he kept the ball protected and at least gave the team a chance to kick a field goal, whatever else. Like, I don't know. The way that he has performed in big games matters. And I think you pay quarterbacks that could do that. Again, you go back to the top paid quarterback in the NFL average per year is Dak Prescott. That dude cannot deliver in any pressure situation ever. That dude has the mindset of Jake Moody. Like, dude just folds when pressure shows up. A lot of that's with the star on the helmet because the Cowboys and the ownership and the coaching just can't do it. But, like, Dak Prescott is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL whenever you look at average per year. And that dude cannot deliver in the playoffs. Yeah, he could sell yogurt. Congratulations. That's what the Dallas Cowboys care about. And so that's what they pay. 49ers are a little bit different organization. And Brock Purdy has delivered multiple times. Man, you go back to that Detroit Lions game down 24-7 to have the tenacity to come back and win. Shoot, right before that, look at the comeback win against the Packers. And the narrative a long time was, oh, Brock Purdy can't play from behind. Dude did it not once, not twice, but three times in the playoffs and three consecutive games against the Packers, the Lions, and the Chiefs. And so I love the fact that this is somebody that has delivered. And in his three short years as quarterback of the 49ers, led you to an NFC Championship appearance, which you would have blown out the Eagles, in my opinion, but he got injured on the very first drive. Then to a Super Bowl appearance coming off an injury. And then last year, which was pretty rough, some of the worst coaching in the history of the franchise on defense and special teams, plus the injuries, plus the drama, plus the holdouts, plus the blah, like, last year was rough. And, you know, are you, and again, if you're looking for a silver lining for the 23 season, Brock Purdy, if he would have took them to the NFC Championship game again, this would have been a $62 million deal per year. So, like, you got a little bit of the top shaved off because of that. Not saying that's worth it. I always want to win in every single case, period. But yeah, man, like you have to look at what he has accomplished. NFC Championship appearance first year. Super Bowl appearance with three game-winning drives, but the defense and special teams lost it for you. The dude has delivered. He has done, he's done everything. Man, he has done everything. It's what it is. Chris, Tua, Lawrence, Prescott are just three of the highest paid quarterbacks. Brock is better than. Yeah, I think a lot of teams would take those, probably not Tua, but Lawrence and Prescott over. Like, right, here's the debate, and it's a fun debate because it's never going to happen. Would teams choose to have Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, or, you know, Brock Purdy? If you wipe the slate clean, you get to pick your quarterback. I don't think Brock Purdy would be the number one pick of a lot of teams. I think Dak would probably be the guy. Maybe. I don't know. But, like, you don't get that option. The 49ers don't get an option to pay Dak Prescott or, you know, Lawrence or Tua or Jalen Hurts. You get the opportunity to pay your guy. You don't get a swap. So I do enjoy those conversations, and I think they're fun hypotheticals, and you do weigh it against the others. But at the same time, you don't get to do that. The 49ers have never had an opportunity to pay Dak Prescott. Pharrell, right here. Now Dak contract with only one playoff win and $60 million. Yeah, that's crazy. In his division with the Eagles and Commanders, Dallas will always try to be a wild card team at best. Well, that's Jerry Jones' entire mindset. As long as my team is just in the playoff hunt, I can continue to sell tickets. And his fans, it's Stockholm Syndrome, man. Like, I cannot imagine the mental gymnastics you have to go through to be a Cowboys fan and to defend somebody like Jerry Jones, who's just a horrible person. And I always get, every time I say somebody's a horrible person, people will email me, you shouldn't say that. Jerry Jones is a horrible person. Email me all you want. That dude is a piece of human filth. And trash. And I mean, I want it to be worse than what I'm saying. How do you defend that guy? I'm not a Jed York fan at all. Not even a little, but, like, there's a big difference between Jerry Jones and Jed York. And I'm happy to have Jed York as an owner. I think he's been on fire lately. This offseason called into question some of that. You really could have used a little bit different, but it's getting better. I love the fact that you got Kittle extended. I love the fact that you got Purdy extended. So, like, yeah, it weighs it out. And I'm going to call out the bad. I'm never going to just say, like, oh, I probably shouldn't say that just because I want to be a nice guy. No. I'm calling somebody out. I've got a small show. I don't give a damn. Like, but you also have to call them out and say, props on him, because you did get the Kittle done deal done early. You did get the Purdy. So that's props. And so I am happy to have Jed as an owner today. I really, really am. Not that you get to choose that, but it's what it is. Josh, kid deserves every penny. Hardworking. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Freaking awesome. Last year's downfall wasn't on Brock, in my opinion. I don't think it was either. I don't think it was. I think it was Brock's worst year, but it was still, it wasn't awful. Like, you go and you look at just, you know, how he performed last year, 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. That is rough. Had all the injuries on the offensive line, all the skill positions guys out. You had the worst of Deebo Samuel. He had the worst of Brandon Ayuk. It was bad. And Brock did play worse than he did the previous 2 years, but that's okay. Yeah, he has not delivered a championship. He hasn't yet. You can't argue with the fact the 49ers haven't won a Super Bowl. But he put the damn team in a place to win the Super Bowl not once, not twice, but three times. He did not give up those points on defense. He did not give up those points on the special teams unit. Those were not on him. What's up, Papa? You are the man. Yeah, right here. Continuing. Brock was working with makeshift weapons and a subpar defense. Yeah, it's a horrible defense. Yuck. And like, this is another thing that's interesting. James says, you know, and only paid like a top 15 quarterback money to spend around him now. We already went through. You got Trent for 2 years, CMC for 3 years, Dominique Pooney for 3 years, Pierce Ayuk 4 years, Kittle 5 years. You're keeping the exact same weapons. The exact same weapons. So I think somebody put that narrative out there, or they copy and paste it from like a Colin Cowherd or whatever else, and people just pick it up. That doesn't make any sense with what the 49ers have signed. You have to look at what they have before you say those things. And so, I'm never going to understand those type of comments because, yeah. Anyway, if you really feel like, well, now Brock can't win because now you can't pay other people, I just think that is such an elementary take that takes zero research. And the very first chance you look at the roster and the contracts, it completely dispels that. But people just want to, you know, what was it? F5, repeat, repeat, repeat. I just don't see that. It doesn't make any sense at all. And especially whenever you look at the last 5 Super Bowl winning teams, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford, all those guys were paid. All of them had experience. Now you're getting that. Now you're getting that. Anyway, take that for what you will. This has been fun. I like this. I think this is a win-win. I'm glad to be back. I'm excited. The offseason is in full swing. We're about to start our 90-man roster series where we dive into every single player on the roster. We rank them 1 through 90. And for the we have 5 rankers. No, we had 4 this year. Every single one of the 4 ranked Brock Purdy number 1. And they were all done independent. Your quarterback, which is the most important position in pro sports, determines your base and your ceiling. That is locked up. Brock Purdy is locked up for not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, but 6 years under contract. Whew! I freaking love it, man. And I'm excited to have him here. And I love it. I have a Brock Purdy jersey. I will be wearing it multiple times this year. Number 13 is out there. This is a win-win. And if you're a 49ers fan and you're not happy, I'm sorry. I wish I was there to give you a hug or to have a drink with you. You should be excited about this. This is a huge positive to have the quarterback locked up for the future. I love it. I love it. I love it. Until next time, as always, stay strong, faithful.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.